workshop last Wednesday, and I think by all accounts a very successful workshop was had. We're on the right track, and a lot of productive time was spent. I've asked Mr. Robertson and Ms. Cornwell to provide some more details on our path forward.
Good morning. As Mr. Lawson said, we did have a really good and productive workshop on the 8th. Just want to kind of, as we talked about, I think the last council meeting, give you sort of an overview of what happened at that meeting and certainly answer any questions. One of the things we started with, because we have three new commission members, was to give an overview of the current plan, not so much the substance, but how it's used, how it's applied in real life, how developers use it, what the legal implications of it are, just so they had a sort of a baseline of what it is they're working on and how it'll be used in the future, which I think was really helpful. The next thing we did was, as I think we talked about before, the commission came up with a sort of an order of elements that they want to discuss. And so we had that conversation with McCormick and Taylor, just so everybody would know exactly what we're doing. We're all on the same page. I'll just run through that really quick. I think we did before, but just so that you all have it. Historic preservation was to be the first one, then, and these are all the elements. Then community design, economic development, water and wastewater, mobility, future land use, conservation, parks and rec, housing, intergovernmental coordination, mobility again, and then future land use again, and then there would sort of be an overall look at the entire document. One sort of tweak we did to that is we recognized that future land use kind of is interspersed within all those, so that will kind of be an underlying discussion along the way throughout the project. Next, we had Mr. Medlars come and give a brief presentation about county sewer present and future. One of the things that, you know, from my point of view, appearing before you all and also working with the commission, you all have a lot more understanding of the big picture of sewer than the commission does, and we felt like they needed to have some explanation of that, because that certainly ties into land use. So Mr. Medlars gave a really good presentation on that, and it was well received by the commission and the public. After that, we went through a vision statement, and that was one of the things I think you'll recall at the joint meeting that we talked about back in February. Staff came up with one just to kind of get the discussion going, and I'll just read that to you all so you know, and this is a total draft. It was, Sussex County offers a unique quality of life for its residents and visitors alike. We appreciate and seek to preserve its unique natural, historical, and agricultural character while fostering new economic opportunities and desirable growth. To accomplish this, Sussex County will balance the welfare of its citizens and its role as an agricultural leader and tourist destination with the most appropriate future uses of land, water, and other resources. We did have some discussion on that briefly, and there were some additional items to try to weave into that potentially, which is continued respect for property rights, low taxes, common sense regulation / minimal regulation, and natural resource preservation. That's going to sort of be an ongoing topic, I think, throughout the plan, and I believe on the website.
As part of the meeting, as part of the discussion, the commission asked that it be placed on the comp plan website so the public could provide their comments on it. So the draft vision is on the comp plan website, and people can comment at through that website.
And the idea is at some point we'll gather that information and try to weave that into it.
I think the staff's rendition, you know, was excellent. You know, as opposed to getting into all these other things, the other things like property rights and low taxes and other things are just a mechanism of what our decisions here over the course of things. So,
and one of the things that we're sort of, I think, as a commission all cognizant of is that if you start talking about a vision statement, it can take on a life of its own just trying to figure out what the vision statement would be. So we're going to continue to view that and work through that. So then we had a working lunch. We wanted the commission to get up to speed on what McCormick and Taylor has done so far. They kind of gave us an overview of that, just all the information gathering and the works that they've done on the various elements. And then we delved into historic preservation. As you'll recall, we already had some goals and objectives for the whole plan presented at that joint meeting. We looked at the goals and objectives for the historic preservation. with sort of a new set of eyes, what do we like, what do we not like, what do we want to add to it, and then we moved into strategies and had a good conversation on that. Dan Parsons from the county was also present to talk about what the county's currently doing as far as historic preservation, so that was helpful to give that some context. McCormick and Taylor has all that information. They're going to take it, and they're working on updating that element at this point, and we're going to get some drafts and some updates at the next meetings. We had a real preliminary discussion on future land use, and we're actually going to talk about that in a meeting in a little bit. And then that sort of led us into our meeting schedule, which I know Janelle's been really working on.
So the commission has is wanting to focus some workshops on specific chapters. So we've scheduled the next two. The next is on the 22nd. We're going to focus on economic development and community design. And then on the 29th, that'll be an all-day session on the future land use. And they want to follow that similar format to the historic preservation, is going over the goals and objectives and looking at some strategies and making sure everybody's good with those, so we can dig in a little bit farther into getting a draft going. So we've got the next two meetings, and then we've also just started discussing that we need to go back out to the public and kind of give them an update of what, mm-hmm. you know, where we are with the process. So we've actually started scheduling the second round of public meetings for the first 3 weeks in May, and I'll be sending out an information about those dates and locations shortly. And again, it's five locations scattered throughout the county.
And then after that, we had public comment, and I would say it was probably a good hour, I think. And, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is keep the public involved in the whole process. So it wasn't limited to just what we had talked about, although some of the comments certainly were pointed at that. But so, you know, all that information will be taken in and considered by the commission, and certainly you all as part of the record on the comp plan. I guess to sum it up, I would just characterize it this way. It was nice to finally get into one of the elements, historic preservation, which is probably a good one to start with, because it's not as complicated as some of the others. But it was obviously good to get started working on an element of the plan, but it also was kind of an educational experience for everybody to get a feel for this is how we're going to be doing it moving forward. And it went really well. We looked at what McCormick and Taylor had presented based upon all the public input and the focus groups and the interviews with everybody. We looked at what the current plan said on those and tried to connect it all together. So I think it was a useful, positive meeting that'll kind of pave the way for us getting through some more of these elements. So.
Mr. President, was all five commissioners there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was all five commissioners, all the staff, and then John and Alexis from McCormick and Taylor. So, yeah, we had a full house. And I had a good group in the audience as well. So.
And you said there was a public comment, so there's public obviously chimed in and gave their thoughts. And
at the end, it wasn't like a public hearing where it was workshop for up until, you know, 2:30 or so, or 3, I guess. And at the end, then there was public comment that went for about an hour.
And the format for the upcoming ones, for the 22nd, 29, there'll be a half-hour public comment at the beginning of the meeting and a half-hour public comment at the end of the meeting for each of those dates.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, just a couple things. Back to the vision statement. My concern is in many topics, probably, but if the Planning and Zoning Commission is sitting there and spending a lot of time with the vision statement, I think the vision statement ultimately should come from this council, because we're the elected officials. They're the appointed people. And I'd hate to see them spend a lot of time. So some of these topics, that leads me to this, some topics maybe need to be brought here first and get a consensus from the council, so that we don't see planning and zoning spinning, you know, going in this direction, and then county council goes in this direction. So I would just caution you, maybe that could be an area for future delay, not so much conflict, because I don't know, they just may not know where we are on some of these issues. And but we as the elected official have to answer to the public, and I think we're the ones that should come up with the final, obviously, of the vision statement. So I'd hate to have something that they've come up with and we end up doing something totally different or something or whatever. So, yeah.
But that would be for us something to think about, George. We don't know where you are.
I'm down at the beach as often as I can be.
I'll just respond to that quickly. The commission also recognizes that with the vision statement.
Good.
I think
okay.
they know that we're not going to.
Well, not just that, but no, I'm just thinking there's other things that we might want to
true.
Think about before we get to it.
And I would just say, if that's the case, we'll need some guidance from council on
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Burton, that's basically
up front. So the element of the, we will see a draft element of the historic preservation. So we're going to see the drafts as we go along. Is that the plan?
Well, I mean, I'm sort of generalizing it, but the commission would. So when you say we, everybody's going to see a draft. But it's the commission's thought that they're going to work through it and have, you know, the public hearings and the public meetings and get those drafts completed and then turn those over to you in a final version. I don't know that it's going to be a one-for-one where we do an element. That wasn't the thought. That we do an element, give it to you, and then we do the next element, give it to you. You know, it would be the way the commission's approached it so far and the way they've decided to move forward, it would be the commission is going to try to get as much of this plan done through the public process and then turn it over to council.
But not element by element, per se.
No, that wasn't the intention, not element by element.
And then the 22nd and the 29th, that would be just a similar workshop to what we just.
That's correct. So the 22nd is community design and economic development. McCormick and Taylor is working on getting information out to the commission to start thinking about that. What sort of topics do you need to have in the back of your mind for community design and economic development as well? Because I think there'll be some good discussions on those. The one on the 29th is the future land use, and that's going to be, we anticipate a real interactive one where we're going to be talking about maps and, you know, just different areas we want the county to go. Kind of following up, I think, on the topics we had at that joint meeting of council and the commission.
Thank you.
Anything else from council? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Thanks.
Thank you both.
You're still up.
All right. Last topic, county administrator's report for March 14, 2017, item number one. The Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet March 20th at 10 a.m. at the Greenwood Cheer Center, located at 41 Schultz Road in Greenwood. Dr. Susan Levy, President, Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine, will be speaking on CHEER's proposed Life Care Village. Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 to discuss the 2017 conference, which will be held on October 18th. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item number two attached, please find the cost statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for February 2017. There were 10,899 total calls handled for the month of February. Of those 911 calls in February, 76% were made from wireless phones. Item three, a reminder, council will not meet next week on March 21st. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on March 28th at 10 a.m. And last, it's with great sadness that we note the passing of Steve Hudson on Wednesday, March 8th. Mr. Hudson began his career with Sussex County in November 1990 as an electrician, and prior to his leave held the position of Director of Technical Engineering. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Hudson family. Many of you were able to work with Steve, and I know I was, and he was an integral part in the EOC and the airport, and he will certainly be missed.
Yeah, no question. I would say also yesterday, while I spent a few minutes over there, a lot of his fellow workers came to pay their respects, which I think speaks very well of him and how he was thought of in his organization. So, thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.